Welcome to the Married Life and Bank Trapping Podcast, where we are sharing with you how to be a better husband or wife while building your family empire through money management, adding skills to your family portfolio, and creating passive income while acquiring assets.
Are you tired of bickering with your spouse about finances? Learn how to create wealth today and build a family empire instead of worrying about divorce or the welfare of your children in the next 10 to 20 years. We are your hosts. I am the Bank Trapper.
And I'm Fatima the Banker.
And this is Married Life and Bank Trapping.
All right. What's up, y'all? It's talking Married Life and Bank Trapping back again. I am the Bank Trapper.
And I'm Fatima the Banker.
And so, as a husband, I've noticed that I have greatly improved my relationship by kind of doing this one thing and putting it into everything. And that's just being intentional. And there is a recipe to being intentional, but it also starts with yourself first. And I think that most of us are going through life in autopilot for the most part because of lack of being intentional. What were you thinking on this?
Sure, I'm a witness to that because for myself, before, you know, we formed our business and even in the beginning stages of our business, but prior to that, I wasn't living with intention. I was just existing every day, trying to live, and not even living in a sense of like having fun, things are, you know, going good. Yeah, I'm, you know, living to survive every day. And so there is a big difference between those, between being intentional and just living to survive every day.
I think that Nicki Minaj said it real well, and I don't think a lot of people caught her, but in one of her songs, she said, "To live doesn't mean you're alive." It was that joint she did with Drake. And that lyric, the moment I heard it, always struck me as profound. But how I took it is in the sense of just becoming wealthy and being able to live. I'm going to just say even becoming rich, because I didn't really understand the difference between rich and wealthy then. So I'm going to just say becoming rich, because that's how I thought of it at the time. And what I noticed is it's about how you think. And I noticed I have always been a person who has enjoyed thinking, and I never tried to do things without thinking about them first. But the problem was I just didn't know how to think. And there is a methodology on how to think. And I noticed that that's one of the biggest factors that separate us from the elites, and also just as our people, that separates us from a lot of other races, is we have creativity, but we are slave to the rails we put ourselves in, the cage we put ourselves in, because we don't know how to think outside of our box. We don't know how to ask questions. We don't know how to decipher between good advice, bad advice, and all these other things. And so the reason why that matters is because I had to start questioning myself in every way and my beliefs. And one of the ways that I had to really start doing that was journaling. And so I remember as a teen, I used to journal all the time. And then I got away from it after, you know, it not being a cool thing to be introspective and trying to be intelligent and stuff after I let that little peer pressure period of that get into me. And then when I got back to journaling, after doing it for a while, I kind of felt like it was dumb because a lot of the things I journaled, I just like to think in general now. If you know, when I take my dog out for my walks in the morning and all that stuff, I'm constantly thinking. Anytime I got downtime, I'm constantly thinking. And so that did help me get a lot of growth, but then recently I've been getting back into writing. And I came across some articles from other writers and then from Jordan B. Peterson as well. And it talked about how writing is actually supposed to be an exercise in developing your mind and helping you have clarity of thought. And there's a system to writing and journaling and essaying properly that give you bigger insight into who you are as a person as well. And so as I've been doing that, I've noticed now that it's enhanced my relationship with my wife way, 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 way more. Because when she is going through certain things, I'm much more sensitive, but not sensitive in a way of like how we would normally say, you know, with emotions or things like that. I'm more sensitive to seeing and understanding the nuances, but it also makes me less sensitive to my own personal ego when something's going on. When I'm looking to do things to help her or ways to go about it and things like that, I'm much more in tune with who I am and what I'm thinking and my motivations. And so I'm able to think more abstract and add different value into our relationship and help us expand in ways that are different from the norm.
Because he used to like not be very sensitive to knowing when there are some things going on with me. Okay. But anyways, no, and for me, like I said before, I'm just going to kind of go a little bit back. Like before, I was making decisions out of emotion, not with intention on an outcome that was actually going to help the situation or resolve the situation. Earlier, we had a conversation about how the big peoples out here intentionally target Americans when it comes to like diet, you know, so food, mentally, physically, those things, like putting all these fast food restaurants out here and making it seem like it's normal to have a lot of weight when it's not normal. If you look back in history and even just looking today, how the U.S. has the biggest obesity rate, that's not normal. Allah did not put us on this earth to be obese and non-functional. And so I had a period where I just wanted to feel good. I was thinking more in the now rather than more in the future and down the line. And so I wanted those immediate pleasures, which down the road actually caused more harm than it did good. So I ended up feeling good in the moment, but later on I felt terrible. It was, you know, I wasn't able to think and make decisions, rational decisions for myself. And so I put our relationship, my husband and I's relationship, on the line because I wanted those immediate pleasures. I wanted things to go my way or no way at all, which, you know, if you're thinking irrationally, that's normally not the best way to make decisions. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the last, let me say, 2 years, about 2 years since I've actually, like, became more, I'm going to say actually 3 years, I became more and more intentional, and more becoming more aware of my body, my mind. I don't journal as much as I should, but I do still self-evaluate. I ask myself questions, like before I decide to do something, I ask myself, why am I doing, you know, why do I want to do that? What is that going to help? What is the outcome, possible outcomes? What could those, I try to use my third eye as much as I can. Like any chance that I get, I try to do that now. Because my husband, he had asked me one day, I can't remember how you asked the question, but we were talking and I told him about, I can't remember how I said it either, but about the checks and balances.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember what I said?
It was checks and
something and imbalances, but I didn't say.
Yeah, said. Now I think you have reversed it, and you said, "What did I say?" You said balance and checks or something.
Balances and checks. There was another one, but.
I know what situation you're talking about. Yeah. Now that you didn't put me on the spot on camera.
But I don't say it's checks and balances. I say it's balances and there's something else. But I don't say that it's checks first, just because you have to ask yourself a lot of different questions, balance those, and then check to make sure that all of those things actually balance out right.
And so when you're saying balance, are you saying in the sense of, or what do you mean?
Like whenever you're making, like whenever you're, whenever, so let me say, for me, whenever I'm self-evaluating, mm-hmm. I'm actually balancing out the pros, the cons,
okay.
And all that to the decision that I'm, that's just an example.
No, that makes sense. Kind of like when you're looking at like Lady Justice, and she got the scales, and you're balancing out which how's it adding up? Is it adding up to guilty or not guilty, right or wrong, mm-hmm. You know, smart, bad? So it makes sense.
Because then you, in the end, what are you doing? You're checking to make sure that that outcome of what you just balanced out.
Mm-hmm.
But I am intentional with how I actually self-improve for myself, for my family, because I don't want to make the same mistakes that I've, you know, made before, where I was thinking that I was making decisions for my children, for, you know, mainly my youngest, which is both of them, but when really I was just making decisions for myself, thinking that it was going to help him when really it was just going to help me. So being intentional is very big when it comes to how you think, how you treat your body. I am a sugar freak, but I have been, you know, when I'm able to work out, which I need to be more intentional with that and, you know, actually making the time, my body feels better than it's ever been. I lost the weight. I feel good, but not as good as I can, you know. Okay.
But I think really just the key takeaway that I personally want to leave you with is that all of this is about compounding positive habits that add value to your relationship. And the more wealthy you are in every aspect of your life, your spiritual, your physical, and your financial, the more overall in life you'll have more opportunities, more happiness, more peace. And so take time to really make meaningful decisions. And don't be afraid to let other things pass by if you didn't have enough time to think about it. And meaning like when you're in the store and somebody's like, oh, if you don't take this deal now, then it's not gonna be on the table. Just let the deal go. Don't feel pressured. Sometimes there's times where you do have to act fast, but 9 times out of 10, you really don't. And it's those decisions. The saying is something like, I'm kind of butchering it, but a mistake loves a rushed decision. And so just become more intentional with everything you do and slow down. Thank y'all for tapping in. That's all
I wanted to say one last thing. See, be intentional about the things that you want to put out there. Okay. But the last thing that I do want to say, though, too, is a little bit of advice for being intentional in your marriage is learning each other. Learning each other's strengths, weaknesses, likes, dislikes, learning, you know, because whenever you do learn those things, it's important because you'll know when your partner is off. You'll know, okay, then this is where it goes back to the balances. When your partner is off, your approach to that, to how they're reacting, you could be overreacting and make the situation worse when it's not even about you. So be intentional with learning and asking your partner questions about how they're feeling. Because we ask that. We ask each other every, like, oh, how are you feeling? How are you feeling? Like, what's on your mind? And, you know, whenever he's quiet, a lot of the times I'm like, oh, what's on your mind? What are you thinking? I just, you know, get in the habit of doing that because then now you're putting yourself in a position where you're open, you're opening yourself up to receive what's going on with them. And then that way, if it's something you can help with, then, you know, y'all can discuss that. Or if it's just something, you know, that your partner doesn't think that you would want to hear, that they want to vent about, well, you know, that opens you up to being that person that they can open up to about what's on their mind. A lot of the time, sometimes I don't even know what he's talking about. Sometimes I don't know what he's talking about, but, you know, I could tell that it helps him to be able to clarify his thoughts of what's on his mind because he can actually, like, say it out loud. And sometimes there's some, you know, keywords that I can say to help him piece together those thoughts, even though I don't know what he's talking about. I can help him piece together those thoughts and ideas to help him situate, you know, what he's thinking. So, you know, that's just my advice. Learn your partner in and out, all that. Like, it's very beneficial because if you fight every day, I guarantee you'll fight less. Because like 9 times out of 10, it's not even about you. And if it is about you, one of the things he would do that he'd say he was, you know, protecting me for my own, you know, benefit is he wouldn't say some of the things that I was doing that he didn't like. But because I wasn't in the mind state to receive that criticism, he couldn't put that out there. And so it just, you know, it made things worse, but also it would have made things even worse because I wasn't open to receive that and be intentional about my response to it in a positive way. So, okay.
Thank y'all for tapping in. And now I'm going to leave that our article by Jordan Peterson in the show notes if you want to read it and learn how to journal an essay and clarify your thinking.
Yep.
Peace.
Peace.
a couple that traps together stays together. While we're on the subject of getting to the money, I think it's important that we mention our free newsletter that helps you grow your money. Every week, we send digital gold to you for free, no cost. All you have to do is sign up to our newsletter that we deliver on our webpage at thesovereignempire.com. Also, whenever we have product releases, you'll be notified, as well as whenever we have discounts and services and goods, you'll be notified. Tap in to get free digital gold to your box. Learn how to become your own economy.